Gary, just explain what's gone on in the last 48 hours.
Well, very quickly. I mean, we after the game on Saturday, we've met several times with Paul, who indicates he's in a position where he needs to leave the club. And so we've come to an agreement where we part company at this stage. Both he and I and the board, who have also met him, feel that it's probably the best thing for Luton Town at this stage.
Fans are always curious, aren't they? Always think that there must be something behind that.
Yeah, there's not. It's quite genuine. Paul's personal situation, and you know, and we've got to respect that it is personal, and that we will. So we just move on now and find another gaffer. You know, we've got experience at it, you know, we're meeting early tomorrow morning, a few of us getting together to make sure that we go through the right process.
So you can categorically say you wanted him to stay at the club. It's nothing to do with the board.
Yeah, look, I mean, you know, we weren't happy about our league position. You know, there were discussions about that, of course. We weren't particularly delighted the fact that, you know, we fell a long way behind the playoffs. Paul and everybody, you know, everybody out there knows what our objectives are this season and what our priorities are. So we're not happy about that at all, you know. But at the same time, we do think that Paul, for the longer term, was the right man to keep in position. So that's from a board's perspective, you know, and we want stability at the football club. And you know, we've tried so hard to keep it, to get it, and it's a tough situation because people won't see the reasons why we are in the position we are. But you know, it's not quite as clear as it might otherwise seem to everybody. You know, I'm talking
in riddles
at the moment because it's not a simple situation. You know, and it's quite complex and. You know, clearly the overall position, I mean, is a good one from our perspective right now. We've got a good squad of players that just need picking up, and I think we just need to find the right man for this season to do that. And if that man, you know, is also right for us for longer term, then all well and good.
He was talking about fresh starts on Monday ahead of this game. Was it the chat that you had with him in the afternoon? Because he said he was just off to go and see you.
No, I think Paul had every intention that. You know, after Saturday's game, that he wanted to stay put and dig deep and, you know, and get us out of the spot we're in, actually. But it just transpired over the following days, you know, until this morning that it was a bit more complex than that.
So what about going forward? Have you got anyone in mind already? Or
no. I mean, we clearly there's names that fall in the hat immediately. I think I've had. Probably a good 50 text messages already from various people, but no, we're going to assemble an interview panel tomorrow morning. We pretty much know who that's in. It's going to be subject to board approval and a process moving forward. But they're good football people that will be involved in that, and you know, we'll press ahead and you know, try to encourage the right man in.
What about for Cash and Emerson and Nielsen? What's
Well, it's up to them to apply, you know. I mean, same. I mean, Alan's been fantastic because he keeps stepping up to this temporary role, doesn't he? And you know, and he always does it so well. But no, right now we're clearly looking for somebody who, you know, on a more sort of permanent basis. And you know, if they want to talk to us, then they can.
And just final one, the timing of it, 2 hours before kickoff, seemed a bit funny.
No timing is ideal. You know, to be perfectly honest, Jeff, and we got two games a week, and that's the way it's going to be for the rest of the season. So no timing's ideal at all. And you know, there was a lot of comments about Macclesfield wouldn't necessarily want to face a managerless Luton team tonight either. So it does go both ways. It's quite often that, and I think you saw probably in the first half an hour of the game that actually we picked ourselves up quite well tonight, but we just for some reason didn't make it last. But it's such a difficult one, but we kind of, on one side, we didn't really want to announce it on the day of a game. Obviously, a few people knew early today that was going to be the case and we could manage it. But on the other side, we felt it was right that if we were going to make the decision, we made it instant. And you know, and that's together with Paul, of course, not just us. So and Paul, you know, was right when he said it probably wouldn't be a good idea if he was around once he'd made the decision.